I don't just come from jazz music. You know, I love great singer-songwriters. I still would like to be Loudon Wainwright IV, but I won't be.
Singer, songwriter, and saxophone player Curtis Stigers is associated more with jazz than any other genre. It's his medium of choice, but his material knows no bounds. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Curtis Stigers sort of has two hometowns, one in New York City and another in Boise, Idaho. Boise is where he grew up and first started playing music, drums at home and clarinet and saxophone in school. And New York is where he took it to the next level, gigging with a jazz trio and landing a record deal in 1991. A big break came when his version of What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding was included on the soundtrack to The Bodyguard. And that's also a hint that his song choices aren't restricted to jazz. Alongside Nick Lowe, you're also likely to hear tunes from Tom Waits, Emmylou Harris, and Elvis. Earlier this year, Curtis and his band showed that range during a visit to FUV, and we'll let host Vin Scalza set the scene.
Curtis Stigers is in Studio A with a drummer, a stand-up bass player, a keyboard man, and his saxophone and his voice. He has made some of the most pleasurable, jazzy, cool, hip renditions of music from a lot of different songbooks. Curtis is not the kind of guy who just limits himself to what is called the Great American Songbook. You find great songs pretty much anywhere.
I maintain that great songs have been written since 1960.
Yeah.
And so I try to not only, you know, I sing standards. I sing Cole Porter tunes and George Gershwin tunes every now and then, but
those are great songs.
But I like Bob Dylan and you know, Merle Haggard and Emmylou Harris and Tom Waits, Paul Simon. You know, there are great, great genius, you know, brilliant songwriters working today.
And I never saw the East Coast till I moved out to the West. And I never saw the moonlight till it shone off of your breast. And I never saw your heart until someone tried to steal it away. And I never saw your tears till they rolled down your face. Oh.
In sixth grade, for Christmas, I got a drum set because I was listening to, you know, I was listening to rock music and pop music like everybody else. I listened to, I mean, by then I was listening to Tom Waits and Elton John and Stevie Wonder and really anything I could get my hands on. So I played drums at home and tried to be John Bonham or whoever, you know. I just loved listening to all kinds of music. And so I had this after-school persona where I played rock music, pop music, and in school I was studying classical music and jazz music. I didn't really get singing in front of people until mid-high school. I was told by a choir teacher in fourth grade, choir director, that I really wasn't much of a singer and I should play an instrument. That was, you know, one of those great things.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right with you. That's all right, Mama. Any way you do, well, that's all right. That's all right. Well, that's all right now, Mama. Any way you do. All right. Well, Mama, she done told me. Papa done told me, too. Son, that gal you're fooling with, she ain't no good for you. Well, that's all right. That's all right. Well, that's all right now, Mama. Any way you do.
Curtis Stigers and his band with a version of That's All Right, Mama, recorded live at FUV. That's just one of many exclusive interviews and performances in our online archives at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sierra Wardrop.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.